Welcome to the Beast Media Podcast, episode 26. Today I talk about going under a Cleveland bridge at night. It was pitch black, super sketchy, and I just had my phone light. It was an experience I'll never forget. I can't believe it's been a week already. It's been a really, really hectic week. I'm not even really too sure what I even really talked about in the last podcast, to be honest. I talked about Christian coming into town, and he's still in town. I'm not 100% sure if a podcast with him is going to happen. It's been really, going out filming has been a little bit tougher for us this trip because of rain issues. And it seems like I would have more time to do a podcast because of rain, but at the same time, it's actually a little bit worse because we're still going out, because it's not just like a consistent rain. It'll rain and then it's dry and then rain, dry. So it's kind of like we're spending every second like just waiting around at a spot or actually filming or shooting photos at the spot. So it's a lot of our time is used up pretty well with this trip. But it's been very productive. Christian usually has a list, and that's how he likes to do things. He lives in California, and he comes and films his video parts out in Ohio. So when he's in California, he pretty much thinks of all the spots that he likes to do, or likes to skate, and, you know, tricks he's working on and all that type of things, and he kind of maps it out. Pretty much you have to, when you're coming back for a short period of time, you have to have some type of structure to, kind of bring the most out of the trip. So this trip, we pretty much kind of knocked everything out already. We have 2 days left of filming. One of them is kind of focused on photos. That's a day I might try to squeeze in a podcast. I'm going to talk to him about that, see if we can, which that's going to be probably the last day. We have a few more things we need to film. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we can pull something off. But it's... Yeah, we might touch up, if I do talk with him, we might talk about it here on the podcast then, but I just want to kind of bring it up here is we were out filming, and I'm not too sure what the bridge is called, but there's a bridge that leads up to Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland, and there's a cool uphill ledge that he's skated in his last part, and we went there, and he kind of thought of the idea of going on like the top, like the edge. Like at the sidewalk, there's a tall ledge, so you don't fall off the side of the bridge. He wanted to climb up there and do a trick off and then do a trick, after he landed. So the idea seemed cool because you got the skyline right behind you. It's going to be a great shot for, establishing, it's Cleveland, that type of thing. So it was really no thought process really with it. It's like, all right, yeah, this is great. Let's film it. So first try, kind of like, there's a car that turned, and so like the headlights kind of shined over, because we've been filming all this at night, so headlights kind of hit over in his view, apparently, and so he kind of just jumped off his board down onto the sidewalk, but doing that, his board rolled backwards and sideways off the edge of the bridge and down a huge drop. I'm not even too sure how the drop is, how tall it is. I don't know how accurate from looking at it at night from being at the bottom was. I don't know, 30 feet? I don't know. I could be way off. I have no idea. But it's really tall regardless. And so first thought was like, well, his board's lost. That's pretty much my first thought. And then so all this ran in my brain very fast. I was like, okay, yeah, his board's lost. All right, yeah, maybe I'll come back during the day and get it. And he's like, yeah, I want to go down there and get it. And I was, there's nothing there is like a RTA track, like train track, but that's like far over to the right. There's no risk in a skateboard falling into anything actually sketchy. Down below is actually a massive field, but seriously overgrown. There's no danger with his board falling down there. But the problem is, since there's nothing down there, it's pitch black. There's no lights at all. So he said we want to go down there, and I actually told him I wasn't going to, because we walked over. Like originally, I was going to go down there with him, but then it turned to like this gnarly, like you had to hop a fence across it's like four lanes, maybe more than four, because it's a busy, it's a busy bridge into Cleveland, so I think it's four lanes. So you cross over there through a parking lot, and there's a fence. That's like the closest access to getting somewhere under the bridge. So obviously you're walking away from the bridge, and there's a fence. And over the fence is a massive downhill to, the ground, but it's all just basically boulders, rocks, and gnarly terrain all the way down. And I had my camera gear, and I just had a backpack, and I was like, nah. I was like, call me when you're down there, so you just know you're safe, because it's like one of those sketchy, ID channels, true crime, situations that was running through my brain. And so yeah, call me when you're down there, so I'll know if anything happens. So yeah, he goes, he makes it to the bottom, he calls, and literally when he calls, he's like, I can't go by myself because it's pitch black. I need to use a light. And my phone light isn't bright enough to actually see everything. So immediately I was thinking that, yeah, the flashlight definitely wasn't bright enough. But at the same time, it had to just be so sketchy where he's like, no, F this. I need you to come with me, which that was the case. So I kind of made my way around, got down the boulders, which was super sketchy. Carrying a backpack and just being on like loose rocks is like not fun. So I finally made it to the bottom, and we actually have a camera light with our GoPro that we film with for the skate video. So we had that, so it's a little bit more powerful of a light. Yeah, and then I had my phone. He has an older phone, so the flashlight's not nearly as bright as the new ones. So I had my light on for my phone, his camera light, and it was pretty much, it was definitely as sketchy as I thought. I actually think it was a little bit worse, because I was expecting like just to go under a bridge and you can kind of see everything. It was actually just tunnels. And in the tunnels, there was, when we originally ran through, because we waited for, to the far right, there was the track, and that, like, if a tram would come through, it'd bring a little bit of light when it went through. So we waited to like, one passed us and then ran through, which it actually didn't help with lighting at all. We thought it would, but because, like, the light was going away from us. So it just kind of, and so it didn't, that idea kind of didn't really work, but we did have our lights. So it did make us kind of just go in, though. That was kind of like the nice thing with that. It just made us do it. And so, yeah, the problem is, so you go in these tunnels, and there's actually doorways. When we ran through, I actually thought they were like little cubby holes, which was super sketchy. Like, I was just like, just running full speed. Like, it's one of those things where like your phone light lights like a little circle in front of you, but you can't see the sides, and you obviously can't see behind you at all. It's just, you just see right there. So it actually makes it seem even darker, because your eyes are adjusted to that light. And so we made it through. So after that, it's just literally just overgrown. Basically, like, they're not even really trees. They're just like these just gnarly, I mean, I guess they're small trees. I don't even know. It's just like gnarly overgrown plants and stuff. So then we had to find the board. That was the whole next task. I want to say that took us probably 20 minutes, and this was the muggiest night of the whole trip as well. So it felt like we were in a jungle, because we had to go like in the plants basically, and somewhere sharp and sketchy, and it's just like you couldn't see. So we had our lights, and then so branches would block some of the light, so you could see a little bit. It felt like Blair Witch Project or something, like the whole time. So, and then we're doing this, we're looking for a board, we have less light than what we normally have, because it's branches are blocking light, and then so there's still a bunch of sketchy areas where we have no idea what's over there. Like, that's we knew coming through the one tunnel that we were good, but I think there was, the bridge expands super long, but probably like, I want to say there's probably a drop off, somewhere, but and then it ends towards Progressive Field. So I want to say there's probably right in front of us like four tunnels. So we have those, and then there's obviously all the space beyond where we even were at, that like, okay, yeah, some sketchy people could be down there, something could be going on, who knows what's going on. It's like, so like, it's just like, all right, let's find this board. And then Christian finally found it. It was actually up in one of like the like trees, whatever you want to call it. So like he just shook it like crazy, got the board out, and then so on our way back, at this point, like, we're just like sweating, and just like, it was just a whole, it was a whole process just getting that. So then I was going back. Then we just like walked through the tunnel, And I realized that those little cubby holes are actually spaces to the next tunnel. So there's actually a video of this up on my YouTube. I actually did shoot a little bit of video of Christian going down. So you can see the rock boulders going down, how long that actually was. And then, you'll see the whole board retrieval and everything. It's on YouTube right now. Check it out, youtube.com/bsmitty. It's pretty crazy. And you'll see, especially, make sure you watch towards the end where we walk back through the tunnel, because that's where you really get an idea of how insane the whole situation was. Because I pan over and show, what I thought was a cubby hole. I still thought, even when I shined over at it, I thought it was like a cubby hole, and it like led through the other side. But how crazy dark, like I just light up like around the edge and like barely into it. Like it's, someone could have just been like right beyond that light, not even noticed, not noticed the person. So it was quite the experience. It was everything I thought I'd be going down. 100% nervous, 100% like just let's find it and get the hell out of here. And but yeah, we retrieved it, got out, and we still ended up filming. And we got it was the same night as the fakie ollie photo. We ended up shooting that probably like 2 hours later, and I was just like, we were both pretty exhausted, to be honest. It was just that was actually the board falling down the bridge was the first thing that happened. So we used a lot of energy before anything even happened. But yeah, it was good to get that, you know, get stuff out of the night. And yeah, it was definitely a story to that I'll always remember, just like that feeling of like this is definitely a spot in Cleveland no one should be at and no one would want to be at. So, but yeah, check that out on my YouTube. Again, that's youtube.com/bsmitty. As always, lurkbsmitty.com. My Instagram handle is bsmitty.com spelled out. That's also the handle on Twitter and my Snapchat. So thank you very much for listening. I'm going to try my hardest to get a podcast episode up with Christian. Maybe we'll go over that story a little bit and have him tell his side. That'd be kind of interesting too. I'm not too sure where that conversation can go if it happens. So thanks a lot for listening. Hit that subscribe button on this podcast. I'd appreciate it, and I'll talk to you guys soon.